You're listening to The Hours of Time, and I'm Pooh.
And I'm Alvin.
And I'm Doyle.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you, Pledge Girls. Yeah. Pooh, you got a little confused there.
Yeah.
You were listening to Allison. Yeah. You're supposed to lead, and then she listens to you. Don't listen to Allison.
I know. I get kind of confused when somebody sings with me the same song or something.
I know. Well, you both did a great job, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So very much. And we'll see you guys later.
Okay.
Okay? Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Oh, thank you for that great hug. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from the most beautiful spot on God's green earth.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe that, you've never been here.
Yeah.
I can tell you that for sure.
the truth. I agree.
The skies here, ladies and gentlemen, are the clearest, most beautiful, and in fact, at night, it acts like a magnifying glass for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the stars are bigger and brighter, and you can see more of them than any place else I've ever been. And I've been almost everywhere in my life. In my travels as a boy and in the Navy, and I never have at all seen anything that even remotely resembles the beauty of the high country of Arizona. We live in the White Mountains area. At about 7,500 feet or so, give or take a couple of hundred feet, right in that elevation area. Now tonight we're having thunderstorms here, so there's a possibility we could lose everything. Power, phone line, everything. In fact, when the phone lines get wet, the phone transmissions are not very good, so you may be hearing a lot of static over the radio tonight. There's nothing we can do about it. The lightning displays during thunderstorms in Arizona are also quite remarkable.
Amazing.
And if you're afraid of lightning or have some aversion to the natural display of Mother Nature, I guarantee you, you would be terrified living here. There have been times when there have been thunderstorms all around the valley, and the most unbelievable displays of electrical discharge from the heavens that you can even imagine. Now, tonight we're going to be doing several different things. We're going to talk about the attack by the Internal Revenue Service on religion, and on Christian churches in particular. And we're not just picking out Christian churches. If it were happening to synagogues or anybody else and they sent us the information, we would support their fight against this terrible organization also. And we're going to be talking a little bit about Art Bell. And we're going to, our main topic tonight, when we get through all that stuff, is going to be immigration. We had a caller last night who absolutely had a good subject to talk about, but didn't know how to go about it. You see, he just didn't like Mexicans. And that's not the reason to keep somebody out of a country. So we're going to talk about the real problems involved with immigration, and we're going to take your calls and get your viewpoints, and we're going to talk about this thing in a sane, lawful manner.
Yes.
Not as racists or bigots or anything else, because we do not adhere to those kinds of philosophies or attitudes. But right now, ho ho ho, let's do this, ladies and gentlemen, right this moment. This is dedicated to Art Bell, who after all this publicity is soon to be king. Our queen, our president, he could even be the sultan if he wanted to, or maybe even emperor. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll remember a week ago today at 2:55 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we heard this.
You may recall about a year ago, I told you that there was an event, a threatening, terrible event that occurred to my family, which I could not tell you about. Because of that event and a succession of other events, what you're listening to right now is my final broadcast on the air. This is it, folks. I'm going off the air, and will not return. And what I will tell you right now is what I told you then. When the time comes when I can tell you what occurred, I will tell you through the press, through the media of one sort or another. I will explain to you the entire thing. It's not that I want to hold anything back from my audience. However, for the protection of my family, until it is otherwise revealed, I can't discuss it. I won't discuss it. And if you were in my position, you would do exactly the same thing. And when you finally hear whatever it is, whenever you hear it, I think you will then understand. At any rate, I wanted to tell you, I didn't want to go without saying a word, so I'm telling you now. What you're listening to is my final broadcast. It's been a good run, and you've been a great audience, and it's been an absolutely incredible forum. And my presumption is that the forum will continue. At any rate, it certainly is my hope that the forum will continue. And again, when the time comes, when this information can be released, you can be sure that I will release it. And I would assume, because of the magnitude of the forum that I have held at that time, that you'll get the whole story. But the time will come when I'll tell it. So, for now, and for the foreseeable future, that's it. That is the end of this man's broadcast career. So, thank you, and goodbye.
Now look. Geologist, and maybe it would be to your advantage to maybe contact, you know, talk to listeners and see if any geologists are out there. But in my opinion, if you drilled 9 miles down and you came to a pocket that was 2,000 degrees,
yes,
you're talking about molten rock.
Virtually, no.
And aren't you going to create like a volcano? I mean,
you are asking me questions that I can't possibly answer.
Well, I mean, I know that when they drill it for oil, and they hit the pocket of oil,
yes,
it shoots those drill bits right up out of that hole.
Oh, it does.
And oil follows it.
I know.
And there's so much pressure.
That's correct.
Now, what I'm thinking is...
But they didn't mention in this story pressure. They mentioned a horrid little being that came flying out. Then they mentioned the drill bit turning wildly, and they mentioned a high temperature. But they didn't mention pressure.
But they also mentioned that they lowered a microphone into it.
That's right.
Okay. It's a pretty long extension cord. But anyhow...
Not unreasonable. I mean, it could be done.
Okay, but now I'm thinking there's going to be...
One other thing, sir. Who says they lowered the microphone to the final depth? They may have just lowered it... in other words, they were hearing sounds, right?
Yeah,
and so they may have lowered it just low enough to get the sounds.
Okay, granted. I mean,
I don't know.
I have an open mind, and which is one reason I enjoy your show.
You've got to admit what you heard. If you did hear it earlier, did you?
Yes, I did.
Pretty awful.
Well, you know, I mean, I've seen a lot of special effects on TV, and it could be that.
I don't deny it. It could be.
Yeah, it could be, and I'm willing to accept, you know, either way.
All right. Look, I appreciate the call. Let me, for the sake of the audience that joined since midnight, I'm not going to read the full article about the 9 Mile Hole. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to read the email that I got last night, along with what I received, this horrendous sound. Now, I've got a clean copy of it now, and I warn you, this could scare you. Here's the email. Dear Art Bell, I just recently began listening to your radio show and could not believe it when you talked about the sounds from hell tonight. My uncle had told me this story a couple of years ago, and I didn't believe him, like one of your listeners who discounted the story as nothing more than just a religious newspaper fabricated account. The story about the digging of the hole and the hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. It did occur in Siberia. My uncle collected videos and audio tapes and so forth on the paranormal, supernatural. He passed away fairly recently, but he would have loved your show. He let me listen to one of the audio tapes that he had on the sounds from hell in Siberia, and I copied it. He received his copy from a friend who worked at the BBC. It took me a while to find it tonight, but attached is that sound from my uncle's tapes. It's not the greatest quality, but the sounds are there. I was very hesitant to send you this, as the sound bothers me to listen to. I'd suggest that if you do play it on the program, warn listeners in advance so they may have the option of turning the radio off for 30 seconds while it plays. It has always haunted me. To those who discounted the Siberia sounds from hell story, it is true, and I, for one, wish it wasn't. Rick, listening from Chicago. And so I submit now the cleaned, a better copy to you, and I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed. That's it. I'll let you come to your own conclusions, as I usually do.
Sound like Art and I to me.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant phrase. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our poetry.
The New World Order. No cares and woes. Socialism.
Why, when he was a young one,
when I was a young one,
very nice. Thanks. He found his aroma like a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurts, but my friends never stood downwind.
And all the shame,
what a shame, what a shame in my name.
Oh, what a shame.
And I got down on it and tried to steal every time and I...
Look, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata, ain't no passing phrase.
Ain't no worries for the rest of the day.
trouble-free philosophy, Marxism. This is what they're teaching your children. You've had your eyes closed and your ears stuffed full of beeswax for way too many years. Art Bell, ladies and gentlemen, will return to the airwaves. He will return to the airwaves. Last night, he teased his audience once again. This time, even more mysteriously, he placed the blame for his absence directly upon what he calls a terrible, life-threatening event. Before it was a terrible, threatening event. Now it's a terrible, life-threatening event that he says, despite the sheriff of Nye County's insistence that there has never been any threats, occurred to my family about a year ago. This is his complete statement.
Greetings to you from the Kingdom of Nye. Tuesday morning, October 13th, without prior notice to anybody, without being advised or pressured by anyone, I resigned my position as host of this program. I did it for the reasons I gave then, because of a terrible life-threatening event which occurred to my family about a year ago, as well as events subsequent to it. Although there is, and I want to be sure you understand this, no immediate danger to my family, what did occur then absolutely requires my full-time attention now. And to not give it right now would surely be negligent and neglectful of those I love. Also, to disclose details of what did occur would have a rather immediate negative effect on my family, and I will not do that. Several news organizations, broadcast and print media, have uncovered what went on so far, perhaps because of legal ramifications or, one might hope, ethical behavior on their part. They've chosen not to proceed with the story. For this, I'm very thankful. Of course, as soon as I can, if the story breaks, and I will not be the one to break it, I will discuss it with you. I'll tell you all about it. You know, developing this program over the past 14 years has been one of the great joys of my life. And you should know I miss it terribly. I'd like to sincerely thank everybody who has sent their heartfelt support to me, and there are many of you. Since my resignation, my network has been doing their very best to help resolve the situation. Frankly, on the night I resigned, I thought it could not be resolved. Now I hope it can, allowing me to return to what I love doing so much, but I need more time. While I can't discuss what in fact occurred, I can say this. It certainly was not a publicity stunt or contract ploy, as rumored by my competitors and detractors. It is real and serious. This should become self-evident to you when you know, and you will know. I believe personally in the power of prayer. If you do, for now, that's how you can help. Good night.
I'll be here.
Mistake, ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about it, Art Bell will return. Art Bell will return. You see, I have a telephone and I use it extensively. We research everything here. I called, I checked. Insiders at Premier, JCOR, and Clear Channel Communications have informed me directly that they have no knowledge of any resignation. They tell me that Art Bell has never submitted a resignation in any form to any of those companies. A knowledgeable source inside Bell's parent company informs me that the broadcasts will continue and Art Bell will be back on the air at some future date. In the meantime, special guest hosts, which have been personally chosen by Art Bell, will sit in until his return to the airwaves. Does that sound to you like he has resigned? Bell has made sure that the cause of his early October 13th morning announcement will be made public, whatever that is that he wishes disclosed. In fact, he couldn't stop it now if he wanted. And it is increasingly apparent, ladies and gentlemen, that he is fueling the fire. It appears that he wants someone to break a story. His assertion that the story is not being printed because of possible legal ramifications absolutely does not hold water. You see, folks, I know exactly what story he wants us to print. Harvest Trust will not print it or broadcast it, not because of any legal restrictions upon what we may cover. You see, folks, there are none if it is news and if it is the truth, and Art Bell is news. We will simply not be manipulated in this manner, and I believe that other news outlets have made the same decision. It is very sad, in my opinion, that a member of his family might have to bear the burden of having caused Art Bell to leave the air. That is not considered to be a satisfactory method of filling anyone's special need. In fact, it may be guaranteed to exacerbate any problem or problems which may already exist in his family. It may be a colossal manipulation. Can you imagine the resentment caused by a statement like, "I was willing to give up my career because of you"? Can you imagine how a person might be abused by such a statement? It would be bad enough to hear it at home, but to have it aired to the world is humiliating. I suggest that this is exactly the same behavior which Art Bell used to create mass hysteria while turning a normal meteor shower into a green fireball alien invasion. And how about that alien spaceship hiding behind the Hale-Bopp comet which prompted 30 suicides? The six-fingered alien Antichrist are the recording of those sounds from hell. If a member of Art Bell's family is in serious need of help, they will sincerely, and I mean this, have my and my family's heartfelt sympathy and our prayers. The coverage of Art Bell's announcement is news, big news, and it will be reported. But I will not be manipulated by Art Bell or anyone else, and I certainly will not be part and parcel to any attempt to lay the blame on any member of his family, regardless the supposed reason. Many people believe that Art Bell has sorely used his family and his audience, and I, ladies and gentlemen, am one of them. He could have left the air using any other excuse, or no excuse at all, rather than place this tremendous burden upon the shoulders of a member of his family. You see, ladies and gentlemen, family matters ought to be private and not hung out for the world to see. Our guests in this case, and there was absolutely no need to fuel the paranoia of his audience, a paranoia of which he is fully aware. While his sheeple may be willing to forgive and forget, Bell's family is not likely to do so. It is very possible that someone in his family will come away from this experience emotionally scarred, something that did not have to occur. Art Bell will return to the air. And just look at what all this has done for him. Look at the hundreds of millions of dollars of free publicity he has gathered. Look at the lesson he has given Premier, J-Corps, and Clear Channel Communications. A lesson, ladies and gentlemen, I am sure they have not missed. It is very rare that anyone other than Alan Greenspan has the power to utter a few words at 2:55 a.m. and cause stock to drop just a few hours later. Art Bell has profited tremendously. And what has it done for his family? Ladies and gentlemen, I know that my family would have been terribly embarrassed, and I would have had hell to pay. Shame on you, Art Bell. Shame, shame, shame on you. Be king, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yes, he will. In fact, this hundreds of millions of dollars of free publicity may even double his audience. What a shame. He couldn't do it legitimately. And what a shame he had to bear his family's dirty laundry to the entire world. Or at least claim to be. Eventually, it will all come out, ladies and gentlemen, just as we have said that it will. And now on to other matters. The Internal Revenue Service is targeting churches. It appears that the more fundamentalist the church, or the more Christian the church, I should say, the more that church is targeted. The first article and amendment to the Constitution for the United States of America guarantees freedom. It states that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. By targeting some religions and not others, that's exactly what they are doing. That is exactly what they are doing. The Indianapolis Baptist Temple is under a vicious assault from the Internal Revenue Service and the United States Justice Department. Many observers have said that it is the greatest attack against religious liberty in the entire 222-year history of this nation. Now, it may be impossible to believe, but the United States government is suing the Indianapolis Baptist Church for $5.1 million. And if the church loses, it will mean that all of our religious liberty as guaranteed by the First Amendment to the United States Constitution will be gone forever. Also, every church in America will lose their religious freedom also. Have you ever seen the requirements of the Internal Revenue Service up on a church if you accept 501c3 status? You see, up until recent years, ladies and gentlemen, the Supreme Court has always upheld that you cannot tax a religion or religious organization. You cannot tax the money that's contributed by the congregation. But the IRS has leaned so heavily upon individual churches who did not have the money to foot the tremendous legal fight necessary, and they go after the individual target, the individual members of the church. If the church does not cave in to the Internal Revenue Service, and accept all of the restrictions. And on another night, ladies and gentlemen, we will cover those restrictions. But in the meantime, see what you can do to help these people. And it has nothing to do with it being a Baptist church or a Christian church. It has to do with the infringement of our freedoms by a despotic tyrant known as the Internal Revenue Service, an arm. Well, it's not even an arm of government. We've proven that. It's an outlaw agency. An outlaw agency. Ladies and gentlemen, see what you can do to help these people. Here's their telephone number. 317-783-6753. That's 317-783-6753. The address is 2711 Southeast Street, Indianapolis, Indiana. That's 2711 Southeast Street, Indianapolis, Indiana. That's the Indianapolis Baptist Church. Telephone 317-783-6753. Once again, the address, 2711 Southeast Street, Indianapolis, Indiana. So see what you can do to help those good people. And for the rest of this broadcast, we're going to be discussing immigration, and then we're going to open the phones, ladies and gentlemen. Also, look in your own particular neighborhood, in your city, your county, and find out what churches the IRS is going after there. And you must help all churches, regardless the denomination and regardless of whether you like that particular religion or not. It's about freedom of religion, not about freedom of your particular religion. And if you don't understand that, then why should anybody support you in your fight? You see, we must support freedom in this country. Freedom for all people of all religions and all points of ancestral origin. If you're not willing to do that, you will not long have freedom. That, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee. Americans have lost the concept of freedom. And what began as a country where everybody was welcome and everybody minded their own business has now become millions of divisions of little groups with their own special agendas out to get everybody else's freedom. And I, for one, am absolutely sick of it. Sick of it, ladies and gentlemen. It is a terrible situation. I don't like it. I'm not going to put up with it, to tell you the truth. I'm not going to allow anybody else to get away with it. I'm going to shine a spotlight on it whenever I can. Okay, immigration. Remember the caller last night who wanted to talk about immigration and said that our country was being destroyed by these people who have come across the border? Ladies and gentlemen, those people are not the ones at fault. They are being used, abused, and in the process, they will be re-enslaved in the same kind of system, just like the one that they were trying to escape from when they came to this country. Just like your forefathers, just like your ancestors, when they came to this country, they are escaping religious, political, and economic persecution. They're coming here for what they perceive to be a better life. And as soon as they get here, the socialist machine picks them up, indoctrinates them, points them in the right direction to further the socialist needs of the New World Order. It accomplishes several different things, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, it dilutes and eventually will destroy the traditional culture of the American people. This we know. this we can see in areas where it is heavily overrun with immigrants. The people who are allowing them to come across the borders in these great hordes know this. It's the whole purpose of it. Are you really telling me that the United States government can't seal off a section of its own border and prevent the mass immigration or the mass illegal immigration of all of these people? Now, if they're telling you that, I'm going to tell you right now it's a lie. You put me in charge of the Immigration and Naturalization Service, and I can seal the border, and I guarantee you that every once in a while, one or two or three people might slip over, but not any more than that. It's not a difficult thing to do, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, it's very easy. It is much easier than any of you would imagine. Now, there's nothing wrong with these people. Never has been. For there is not one of us in this studio or listening to this broadcast who, if we found ourselves in the same terrible conditions, would not try to do exactly the same thing. Not a one of us. Not one. So to criticize people for attempting to make their lives better or to make the lives of their families better is wrong. However, they are breaking the law by coming across the borders illegally. I believe in the law. The United States of America allows a certain number of people to immigrate into the United States each year. And they do not, ladies and gentlemen, discriminate against any races, religions, or countries. Once that quota is filled, no more people should come into this country because it is against the law. But if they come into this country against the law, they cannot be persecuted because they're trying to make a better life for themselves. You can't say that they are destroying this country. No. I told you last night, ladies and gentlemen, that the traitors, the people who are destroying this country, are in Washington, D.C. The people who are allowing these poor people to come across our borders are in Washington, D.C. Go talk to any border guard, any of the lowest ranked people who guard our borders against illegal immigrants coming across, and they will tell you what is wrong. They are not allowed to have the things, or do the things, or implement the procedures that they need to stop these people from coming across the border because the socialists in charge of our government want them to come across the border. You see, socialism must have victims in order to succeed. If there are no poor people, if there are no victims, socialism makes no inroads, makes no headway, has no successes. Why do you think the recent attempts to create victims amongst every class of people? Why do you think women are now victims? Why do you think every time they open their mouth, they say, it's for the children, the poor little children? Why do you think they want to pass hate laws? You know, recently, a gay student was murdered. Now they want to pass hate laws against murdering a gay student. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, murder is murder, whether it's a gay student, a straight student, a woman student, a man student, a Chinese student, a student that likes to sit on top of telephone poles nude at noon. It doesn't matter. Murder is murder, and the penalty is the stiffest that you can get. We don't need hate crime laws. There is no such thing as a hate crime. It doesn't matter who you punch in the nose, you're guilty of assault and battery. And it doesn't matter who did it. If you're caught, you're going to pay for it. If you murder somebody, it doesn't matter whether they were gay, whether they were a woman, whether they were a man, whether they were Chinese, Japanese, Mexican, Eskimo, or whether. Weather, ladies and gentlemen, in most places of the country, it was a dog. You're going to pay for it. And you can't get a stiffer penalty. And nor should you. There cannot be stiffer penalties for what happens to one over what happens to anyone else. That is not freedom. That elevates a section of society to a more privileged position than anyone else in the society, and in this society it is wrong. There's nothing wrong with immigration or immigrants. There is something wrong with the people in Washington, D.C. who are allowing vast numbers of people to flood across these borders from just about every oppressed nation in this country. In this world. But let me ask you, socialist airheads, something here. Maybe one of you will have the guts to call in and answer. If this country is such a bad place, why in the hell are all these people coming here? And why are they telling me that this country is getting closer and closer every year to the place they left to get away from this kind of oppression? Why do people who were alive in Nazi Germany tell me that they see the exact same things beginning to occur in the United States of America that occurred during Hitler's rise to power? And during his reign over the Third Reich. Why is that, I wonder? Why are these people beginning to get scared in the country they came to free themselves from fear? Why is it that all Americans now are afraid of their own police department? Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Can you answer those questions? What's the solution? Do you think standing on the street corner yelling racial slurs at Mexicans is going to make them not come across the border? Do you think it's going to make the situation any better? Do you think it's going to make peace in your neighborhood? What do you think about that? Or do you think about it? Do you believe that these people really came across the border to destroy the United States of America or the state of California, or that they're just out to get you? You think they're all running across the border and jumping on welfare? No, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, unless they're single women with children, most people with Latin ancestry are looking for a way to make money. They want to work, and they'll do almost any job. If you don't believe me, go to a Chinese restaurant. If you can find a Chinese cook back there, you're lucky. It's usually a Mexican cook. Who's doing the dishes? It's usually a Mexican or somebody from Guatemala or El Salvador. Who's picking the vegetables on all the farms across the country? I guarantee you, you'll never see a member of the Aryan Nations out there picking fruit or picking strawberries or picking lettuce. No, they're Mexicans. They're from El Salvador. They're from Nicaragua. They're from Costa Rica. They're not Canadians. Canadians come down here to escape the long lines to wait for operations in their socialist medical system. Where no matter how much money they have, they can't pay anybody to get a closer place in the line. So they come down here, find a doctor who will perform an operation before they die. So much for socialist medicine. Or socialized medicine, as they call it. No, folks. Wherever you'll find a low-paying job that no one else will accept, a job that pays less than welfare, you will find someone of Latin American extract working at that job. And it doesn't take more than a couple of hours after you put up the sign to get one of them. They're standing there, sometimes two or three or four, competing for that job. If you want to see who's on welfare, go to the welfare office. You'll see a lot of blacks, but you'll see mostly whites. Mostly whites are on welfare in this country. You see, the media tries to stir you up into racial antagonism by doing stories on welfare where they only show blacks, and they do it intentionally. Have you ever seen a welfare program on television where they showed white people on welfare? No. Have you ever written a letter to CBS or NBC or CNN or ABC, any of these communist puke manipulating creeps, and asked them why they do that? Have you ever made them accountable? Have you ever decided to stop swallowing their lies and just turn off your TV, or better yet, take it and give it to your two-year-old child along with a hammer for a birthday present? It's what you ought to do. You see, even those of you who think that you are educated, who think that you're on top of things because you listen to this broadcast and others, still fall for the manipulations. You still buy it. You still sit down to dinner and watch Dan Rather Not on the news, and you still believe what you see and hear. That's the power of the boob tube. Don't tell me that you don't, because I go to these patriot meetings, I travel around the country, and I speak, and I talk to people, and by and large, most of the people in this country are under the impression that only blacks are on welfare. And that is a lie, a most despicable lie. It is a purposeful lie created by the media in order to pit the races against each other. The lie that Mexicans are coming across the border to destroy this country is another one. You want to go after somebody? Go after the rabble-rousers who go in amongst these people and recruit them to socialist or Marxist causes, like the militant cause now, where they actually want to take up arms and go against the people of the United States of America. These people are so stupid, they actually think their lives are going to be better if they do this. They think that if they take back Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California, and make them once again a part of Mexico, that their lives will be better. You know what will happen to them, ladies and gentlemen? They'll still be the poor, ignorant, uneducated serfs that they were before, because it will still be the same Mexican government. You see, these people are manipulated. They don't know that. They can't see past the end of their nose, just like most of you listening. But I guarantee what it will do, it will pit Mexicans against Americans. It will result, if they ever desire to really take up arms and start such a fight, in them all being killed really quickly. Really quickly. because no great army from Mexico is going to come up and help them. They'll be mowed down like cockroaches. They'll get caught when you turn on the light in the kitchen in the middle of the night.
Oh, cockroaches!
And that's the end of that. Let's take your calls in a few minutes. About 4 minutes, right after we do the WBCQ thing at the top of the hour, we'll open the phones and take your calls. And see what you have to say about all of this. You see, the guy that called last night had a good topic that's worthy of a lot of talk. It's a worthy topic. It's a real problem, both to the Mexican authorities and to our authorities, to the Mexican people and to the people in this country who are affected by this. But it's not a racial issue. And it's not an issue where you go down and you get in front of some poor Mexican's face who's just trying to make his life better and start screaming and yelling at him and blame all your problems upon him or her. That's only guaranteed to create more problems. Problems that I guarantee, once they start, you'll wish had never started. Some of you who have become engaged in some of those kinds of exchanges already know that. Already know it. And oil comes from a place in California where it's a big issue. All year long, and then it builds to a great crescendo every time there's an election. Every time. And you also have the problem of the Democratic Party getting these people to vote illegally. Illegally. And don't get me wrong, folks, I don't support the Republicans either. But the Republicans aren't out soliciting the votes of illegal aliens. The Democratic Party does that. Because they're the Socialist Party. They're the ones. Who are influenced by large sums of money given to them by the enemies of the United States of America. Communist China, in particular, who has sworn, made no secret of the fact, that they want to destroy the United States of America. In fact, they want to destroy all forms of government other than communism or socialism. They'll accept socialism because it always leads to communism. And then, because of the influence of these large sums of money, our president and our secretary of defense and our secretary of state begin to give our military and commercial secrets to the communist Chinese, which seriously endangers the safety of all Americans. You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. Phone lines are now open, folks. 520-333-4578 is the number. And for the rest of the hour, we'll be taking your calls. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Brandy Colbert. I'm calling on behalf of AT&T Long Distance Services.
Good night, Brandy. Don't ever call this number again. We're not interested. 520-333-4578. Can you believe that, folks? Let's get some music here. Something that we'll all just love.
I'm calling on behalf of...
Let's do this. We haven't done this one. We're going to do this one. In case you're wondering what's going on, folks, we're having a tremendous magnetic storm caused by solar activity. That's why you're finding it difficult to hear the hour of the time tonight. I don't know how long it's going to last. Maybe just tonight. I know it affected radio broadcast last night. Maybe a couple of more nights. I don't know. But the phones are open at 520-333-4578. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, this is going to sound like a crank call, but it's not.
I'm in the studio. I can't hear what you're talking about. How would I know?
I don't know. I wasn't sure if anybody else said anything.
We're right in the middle of a great magnetic storm. No, it hasn't. Just the night before last, the reception was clear all over the country. Last night, it began to get a little bad toward the end of the broadcast, and tonight, I understand that reception is really bad all across the country. This is something that we knew about before it even happened. I don't know how long it's going to go on, but we're having a tremendous magnetic storm caused by solar activity.
Okay, I wasn't sure if anybody else said anything. In North Carolina, it's been going on for quite some time, several months.
Well, I suggest you get a better antenna because we have listeners in North Carolina who have no problem receiving the broadcast loud and clear.
That's the problem. I apologize for being an idiot.
Well, you're not an idiot. Just need an antenna. What's that got to do with being an idiot?
Okay, thank you, buddy. I appreciate everything you're doing.
You're welcome.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. And what comes next? Oh, that. Okay. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Yes. Need you to talk really loud because the reception is pretty bad everywhere.
So I was calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just couldn't pick up your program tonight. The last couple of nights, it sounds like it's been jammed or something.
We're having a magnetic storm due to solar activity.
Yeah.
Reception is bad everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be bad until it's gone. If you miss the program, order the tapes. What do you mean? What do you mean? Right. Does that mean you will or not?
What's that?
Order the tapes.
Sure.
Support the program.
Right.
Good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wondered if you had any thoughts about the Leonid meteor shower that's coming next month.
Yeah, I got a few thoughts. I'm going to try like hell to see it. It's going to be spectacular. Yeah. What other thoughts should I have? It's just meteors. Well, I'm sure that if it's as intense as they say that it was back in 1966, again this year, that some of them will probably be hit and damaged, maybe destroyed. I don't know, but it won't bother me.
Yeah, I would think that would have a huge effect on communications everywhere.
Who cares? I'm not on satellite.
There you go.
I think it'll be great if ABC, CBS, CNN and NBC are just knocked completely off the airwaves for years. I think it would be the most wonderful thing that could probably happen to the American sheeple. They'd actually have to talk to each other again or read a book. Oh, heaven forbid, they might have to read a book. No, it wouldn't bother me.
Yeah,
None of those things are needed by me.
Right.
Nor most of our listeners, despite how they've been trumped up to think that they are.
As you say, if something affects other people, it will affect you.
Well, it's not going to affect anybody. Who's it going to affect?
I would think that would cause chaos.
Why? See, you've been brainwashed by this Y2K thing. Why is it going to cause chaos? Because somebody can't watch television.
There would just be a lot of people out of work.
Out of work where? You see, ABC is still going to keep on broadcasting, even if it's just to New York City.
Right.
Who's going to be out of work? What they were, what percentage of the population is that? Nobody in the local TV stations are going to be out of work just because they can't be a part of the ABC network anymore. You know what they'll do? They'll have to go to local programming. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. And the people in the community will see community events on television instead of everything that happens in New York City. Oh, my goodness. What a terrible fate to befall us. You see what I mean? Stop listening to these Y2K doomsday idiots. They're lying to you.
All right.
The sky is not falling. Chicken Little's a liar. Guaranteed. That little sucker causes more problems than anybody else I know.
Well, it's really great to hear you again here on the radio. I haven't heard you in at least a couple years. And I was really disappointed I haven't been able to pick you out the past few nights.
Well, I'm glad you're back with us.
And I'll be trying my best to get some type of equipment to pick you up.
Okay, try, some antenna stuff. That works, I'll tell you, with shortwave radio. It's not how much you pay for your radio. Truly, it's really the antenna. A $100 radio will sound just as good as a $5,000 radio if you got the right antenna. Okay.
Yeah, I can't wait to be able to listen to you again.
Great.
Thanks for your thoughts.
We can't wait till somebody can hear us again. This magnetic storm, I don't know. It's going to go on for maybe a couple of more nights.
Right.
And maybe not. But I know Alan Wiener's listening up at the station.
Right.
And he's got a clear telephone reception, so he can hear everything. And you're trying to listen, right?
I'm trying.
Okay.
Great.
We appreciate you.
I'm just really glad to hear you again. Hopefully I'll be able to get a short wave, some type of equipment that'll pull you in.
Okay.
Do you have any suggestions?
Well, we've got a long wire antenna that you can either rig as a long wire or as a dipole. And that's $24.95, which is about $20 cheaper than anybody else sells it. At least it's $10 cheaper than, who was that? Ramsey sells theirs for $40.
Yeah.
And C. Crane sells theirs for what, $36? We sell ours for $24.95. It comes with all the instructions you need.
Right.
And we're trying to find an amplifier for the antennas also, which, a long wire is really great. A dipole is even better. And if you can get a little antenna amplifier that works with it, that's super. And so we're looking for one, something like that we can sell at a reasonable cost. But we haven't found one yet.
Good.
And we need you to talk a lot louder. You're falling down there where nobody can hear you, if anybody can even hear you.
Right. So the leading meteor shower, did you see it in 66?
No, I didn't see it in 66. In fact, I can't even remember. 66. Oh, I know why I didn't see it. I was on a submarine. I was in the United States Navy, assigned to the USS Tyrou, SS 416. I was on a submarine under the ocean. I couldn't see it if I wanted to.
I haven't talked to anyone personally who's seen it. I've only read about it, so I'm curious to see what it's going to be like.
Yeah, me too. They say that you can see it best in Asia or in the Siberian area of Russia. And And so we may not see, you know, this the most spectacular portions of it, but we'll see a good, you know, we'll probably have a good show here.
It's been great talking to you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Have a good night.
You too. 520-333-4578. You know, it's funny, nobody can hear us, but they're calling right when we open the phones. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. This is Bill in Hendersonville, North Carolina. How are you, sir?
Hi, just fine.
Very good. Reception in the western portion of the state of North Carolina, at least here, is better than acceptable, and really better than it has been sometimes when you first started back on.
Wow, that's really weird the way that works.
Yep, correct. But I do have a good outside antenna.
Oh, that's the secret.
One thing you might do when you have a guest on that's hooked up by phone, and, for instance, the gentleman with the...
Michael Cremo?
Correct. The archaeology fellow.
Uh-huh.
Every time his name came up, it fade in and out, so we can hear you because your microphone is superb, but the phone hookup isn't.
Oh, he's on the same microphone.
Well,
it's a,
for a reason, the phone line, him coming in, you come in, your voice comes in better than a guest or my voice or whatever.
Yeah.
So if there's a fact that needs to be brought out or maybe emphasized, you might
repeat it.
Repeat that again for us.
Well, I'll remember that.
Okie doke. And I listened to you for the year you were off. I've got 4 years of tape, so we didn't go without hearing a lot of things. So
don't they get old?
Well, not really. You can listen to them dozens of times, and you'll pick up something you thought you had the whole thing covered, and then there's another point that comes out.
Uh-huh.
So with that, we'll say have a good evening, and we'll be in touch.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. I think it's the number. Oh, what's going on over here? I don't know what's going on. Oh, that's there. Yes, we are way up there. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper.
Could you talk a lot louder? Reception's pretty bad all over the country.
Good evening. You had a guest on your program.
Michael Cremo.
Uh-huh?
Michael Cremo.
No, I was referring to somebody else.
We haven't had it. Oh, I know who you're talking. The only other guest we've had has been Clay Douglas.
Clay Douglas.
Yeah.
That's the man.
Okay.
He mentioned on your program a document, the Cotola document.
Yeah.
And the Tyree trial.
Yeah.
Your program last night, you know, was based on research and things like that. Is there a particular place where this document and trial information can be found?
Internet.
On the internet.
Yeah.
How do you spell Cotola?
Oh, gosh. I haven't seen it in quite a while. I don't know. Try phonetically and see what you come up with.
Okay.
And
Tyree trial?
Just try Tyree, T-Y-R-E-E.
Okay. Is there a time frame or any other information that would tie it up on a search on the internet?
Well, the information that he was talking about all occurred back in the 60s and 70s. And no, you wouldn't probably get any hits on that. You'll get hits on Tyree, though, and you'll get hits on the Cthulhu document.
Is it Cthulhu?
It's I've heard it pronounced several ways. It's either Cthulhu or Cotolo, but it's anybody's guess.
Assumption would be there's a O on the end of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Just try phonetic spelling and see what you come up with.
All right.
But I think you'll find it through just going through the name Tyree.
Okay. Are they tied together?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
In reference to your program this evening.
He wrote it.
In reference to your program this evening.
Uh-huh.
Traditional conflicts in the past have involved
Yeah.
And then they seem to be evolving where there's a lot of stirring up of ethnic groups.
Well, it's not just ethnic groups. It's all kinds of things. What they have to do is they have to create phony enemies in order to bring about world control. And if you get hold of a document called the Report from Iron Mountain, the Possibility and Probability of Permanent Peace, it's all explained in there.
I've seen that both in the video and the book.
Get it and read the book again, because it lays it all out really clear.
Well, it seems like they're switching from the government-to-government conflict to this type of
yes, they are.
Conflict resolution.
Man against nature. Man against pollution. Man against his neighbor. Man against terrorism. But you notice it's not against nations now.
Right.
It's against things that will cause people to cry out for solutions. And what is the solution? World government. That's always the answer they give you.
And I believe that they're well on the way to having that.
Well, over my dead body.
Well, mine as well.
Now that's another one.
Which is just astronomical in size and scope when you look into it and see how far-reaching it actually goes and what ramifications there are.
Oh, yeah. They've got so many different things working against us that it's pretty hard to keep up, to tell you the truth. But it comes down to, eventually, all Americans just planting their feet, drawing the line, and saying no more. And if there is any more, you know, you're going to pay for it. We're going to restore constitutional Republican government, and we're going to have Republican government as guaranteed to us by Article 4, Paragraph 4 of the Constitution for the United States of America. And if we can't have it, then you're going to have war, civil war.
Well, I've been very passionate in my opposition to sustainable development and the sources from.
I need you to talk. I need you to talk a lot louder. It's really hard to hear you.
All right, sir. I've been very passionate in my opposition to the sustainable development concept and the sources from which it comes.
Yeah.
And
are you winning?
In many cases, yes. In many cases, no, because it's like an octopus. You chop off one arm and there's another one coming at you.
Yeah.
And as you find, they have absolutely permeated all forms of government already with this concept.
Yes.
And they basically gave the government a concept to work from, and now the government is implementing these ideas as their idea.
Yeah.
And it's gotten out of control.
Well, it's not out of control. In the first place, the federal government has no jurisdiction or authority to mandate anything within the territorial boundaries of any state. The problem is the people of the states don't know that. And so the federal government comes in and says, you got to do this. They don't know that all they got to do is say, no, we don't, get the hell out.
Well,
and they can't do anything.
They, I think, perceive that this problem could occur, and they have stepped forward, and they are now within state governments, county governments.
Well, you see, that's where you can kill them.
Right.
I don't mean kill the people. I mean kill the idea. All you got to do is kick those people out of your government and say, we're not going to have any of this. And to do that, you've got to educate the people about what it is they're really trying to do, lead you down a socialist track to a socialist world government.
Right. Well, I'm...
Because the American people, even the stupidest American, doesn't want that.
I agree. And those people that are given this information do oppose this concept.
Then why are they backing it?
They're not backing it.
According to you...
They learn what it is. Do not back it. It's the...
Oh, I see. Okay.
The municipalities that believe in the concept because it was spoon-fed to them from the top. If I'm calling from Florida, for instance, and we have in the state of Florida a government agency that promotes this. We have a governor that promotes this. He has his own sustainable South Florida project, just like Clinton has the Sustainable America Project.
Well, you've got to get them out of office. You have to put people in there that will dismantle it and throw them out of Florida. That's what you have to do.
That's the direction we're hoping for.
Good.
You have a good evening, sir.
You too. Thanks for calling. Yeah, the feds have no authority, ladies and gentlemen, none whatsoever, within the territorial boundaries of any state. Now, I know a lot of you don't believe that, but all you got to do is research the law. See, I've known this for years. You know who's winning their cases against the FCC? People who listened to my broadcast years ago and discovered that the FCC has absolutely no jurisdiction over intrastate broadcasting, whether it's commercial or not, nor over interstate broadcasting if it's not commercial. Simple as that. All of their power comes from the Interstate Commerce Clause in the Constitution for the United States of America. They have no other power than that. They cannot regulate intrastate broadcasting. Monty Butterfield at Radio Free Vermont is going to win his case against the FCC. A federal judge threw out the case of the FCC against Reverend Strawcutter in Michigan based upon exactly that argument. The only problem is when you go into federal court, you give them a certain jurisdiction by granting jurisdiction to a court which has no jurisdiction over intrastate broadcasting. You hear that, Monty? You should be taking the FCC to court, a state court. And if the feds try to move it into a federal court, the only federal court they can lawfully and constitutionally move it into is the United States Supreme Court. Unless you can find an Article III court somewhere within the borders of the United States of America, and I haven't been able to find one yet. You see, the citizens with a capital C who live within the territorial boundaries of any state in this union, who are not engaged in any of the activities which powers over are granted to the federal government by the Constitution for the United States of America, are not covered, nor are they under the jurisdiction of Article I courts. Those are government courts, federal courts. Their jurisdiction is confined to federal property. Like the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, territories, insular possessions, dockyards, forts, magazines, and property which the United States has purchased and over which the legislature of the state in which this property is located has given jurisdiction to the United States. In the state of Arizona, the state of Arizona reserved all jurisdiction over all public lands, which include national forests and everything else. Our ranchers are engaged in a life-or-death struggle against the federal government over grazing rights. I've given this information, including the case sites, including the Supreme Court rulings, including the Arizona Supreme Court rulings, to the legislators in the state of Arizona. And guess what? They're not giving it to the ranchers. They're keeping it secret. Wonder why they'd do a thing like that. 520-333-4578 is the number. Isn't this incredible? You see, folks, what you learn when you listen to the Hour of the Time and what can be sparked by just a simple question by a caller. And that caller could be you. But you know what? I'm going to turn the rest of this broadcast over to Doyle so he can sell some stuff that can help keep us on the air. And Doyle, you got to talk real loud. Talk so that your voice brings it up to that red mark right there. Okay? You got to see that red mark lighting, but not higher than that. Okay, folks, that does it for me. For the rest of the broadcast, we're going to take 101.1 FM Eager off the air because it's a non-profit community service radio station, and we cannot do commercials over this station. It has nothing to do with the FCC. It has to do with our non-profit community service status. It also has nothing to do with the Internal Revenue Service. It has to do with maintaining the credibility of those who listen to 101.1 FM Eager. We will come back on the air probably right around the end of tonight's broadcast. If you would like to tune in later to hear all oldies most of the time, you're certainly welcome to do that. And for all of our international listeners, here's Doyle.
All right. I'm back. All right, what I want to start with tonight is the publications and videos and audio tapes that are available. You can find out about all this in the information pack. If you would like to request information or ask questions or whatnot, there's two means to do this. You can call or write. You can write to Hour of the Time, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. The phone number, you can leave a voicemail message, 520-333-4578. The best time to call, if you want to talk to a live person, is between 1 and 5, Monday through Friday, 1 and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Mountain Time, okay? We'll do our best to answer the phones at those times. Other than that, you can leave a voicemail message whenever it's convenient for you. We turn it on, and you won't bother us. If you call in the middle of the night, and it's convenient for you, that's fine, okay? Okay, what I want to start out with is the publications first. We'll start out with Behold a Pale Horse, written by William Cooper, over 500 pages, the most well-documented, most suppressed information ever published. It's a really good book. It's $30, postage paid. That's $30 for Behold a Pale Horse, written by William Cooper, 500 pages, well-documented. Next book I would like to start off with is the Oklahoma City Day One. This book is a detailed account of the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, April 19, 1995. It was written by Michelle Marie Moore with a foreword by William Cooper. It's a really good publication, a book covering the events surrounding the Oklahoma City bombing, what was going on behind the scenes and around it and leading up to it. It's an excellent book. It's a large book, over 600 pages. The price for Oklahoma City Day One is $16, postage paid. Okay? So if you would like to request that book, just cite that Oklahoma City or Oklahoma City Day One, and $16, postage paid. Now, the next publication I'd like to speak about is the Veritas. Veritas is a full-size international newspaper. It addresses issues that affect your individuality. It fully documents the sources for readers to confirm. It's hand-delivered to key representatives and media bureaus in Washington, D.C. Veritas presents the facts. You make your own decision, and it challenges the readers to think for themselves. If you would like a sample copy of Veritas to get a current issue, sample copy of Veritas, it's $5, that's postage paid. If you would like a subscription to Veritas, the subscription price is $55 for 12 issues. It's a very good full-size newspaper. It's not a newsletter, a little pamphlet. It's well-produced, well-laid-out, well-written. $55 for a 12-issue subscription, $5 for a current issue as a sample copy, so you can see what it's like before you... If you want to see what it's like, I should say, before you get a full-blown subscription. The next thing I'd like to cover is some of the videos. The first one I'd like to talk about is the Branch Davidians' Last Will and Testament. This tape was made. It's 2 hours. It was made by the Branch Davidians for the BATF and FBI to prove that no one was being held against their will. In this video, you're going to see families talking about why they're there, what they think about what's going on. You're going to see them with their children, wives, husbands, and you will see some people already injured by the initial onslaught by the federal government on their church and their home. The church members were not aware that this tape would turn out to be their only chance to tell their story to the world, however. All but one of the people in this videotape are now dead. It's really a heart-wrenching video. This video, the Branch Davidians' Last Will and Testament, will give you a lot of information about the people inside the Branch Davidian Church and about the circumstances surrounding that whole event. It's $30 posters paid for the Branch Davidian's last will and testament. It's 2 hours color video. The next one I'd like to cover is the Zapruder film. The Zapruder film, there's no narration. Just so you know up front, there's no narration. You study it and make your own conclusions. On November 22nd, 1963, Abraham Zapruder stood on a concrete abutment near the famous grassy knoll in Dallas, intending to film the president's motorcade. Instead, he filmed the assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Zapruder rushed the film to a lab where it was developed. A local TV station aired what became known as the Zapruder film this very same night. The film was confiscated shortly thereafter and transported to the National Photographic Laboratory in Washington, D.C. The film was eventually returned to Abraham Zapruder, who promptly auctioned it off to the highest bidder, which was Time Life Incorporated. In 1992, William Cooper acquired a first-generation copy on 35mm color-positive film. A copy was immediately made on 1-inch videotape. The Zapruder film was a brilliant color copy of the famous Zapruder film on half-inch VHS videotape, played at its normal speed, one-quarter speed, one-tenth speed, and then frame by frame, all on one video. This is the only source for this type of format. It's played at normal speed, one-quarter speed, one-tenth speed, and then frame by frame, stop-gap type action. Also, the frames are not cropped, as I have seen on some other videos, portraying themselves to be the authentic tape. The edges, you get full view edge to edge, top to bottom. They're not cropped or zoned in or anything. This is your chance to acquire a very rare part of our history. The Zapruder film is $40 postage paid. It's a really good tape. Remember, it's no narration. It's a very long tape, too. Keep that in mind because of the fact that it's played at these slower and slower, progressively slower speeds so that you can study it. The next tape I'd like to cover is the Luxor video. The Luxor video is about the hotel in Las Vegas, the Luxor. It's a very large black pyramid. It's very scary looking to some people. It's thrilling to others. It was videotaped shortly after the Luxor's opening in late 93, and it's brand new. It's an interesting video. It's a must-see for those studying the emerging New World Order. No narration on the Luxor video. There again, watch the tape, make your own conclusions. You don't want to be accused of telling you what to think on the video or what this or that means. Study it. The Luxor video is $35, postage paid. Next thing I'd like to go over is the radios. I had two or three questions just this evening, right prior to airtime, about some of the radios, so I want to cover them. I'll start off with the Sanjin ATS-909. This is a very good radio. Shortwave, FM, medium wave, long wave, upper side band and lower side band. It's a really good radio. It's one of the top radios there are for reception and features, especially for the price. The Sanjin radio, it has 306 memories, 261 shortwave frequencies on 29 separate pages, as they're called. It's got the auto-tune system, it automatically searches and presets all your memory channels based upon signal strength. It's got automatic shortwave search, where it automatically picks the strongest shortwave station on each page. Mono and stereo selector switches, so that, and you also have an indicator on the LCD screen so you know which position or what function you're on. It's a very large LCD screen, very easy to read. It's lighted. It's got manual alphanumeric editing. You can insert 8 characters for station identification. It's got lower and upper sideband, like I said, RF gain control, radio frequency gain. That controls the gain of incoming signal to reduce adjacent stations. That's all it does. It, It helps you pick up the station you're tuned into better so you don't get walked on. It's got World City Times, 42 of them. A nice LCD display. It's backlit, so you can light it up if you're in a low light area, whatever that might be, outside at night or whatever. It's got battery and signal strength indicators, a lock switch. The lock switch is a good feature to have. It locks all the functions out so that you don't accidentally alter them, which is a nice feature because it's quite easy to do. It's also a digital pad entry, direct key entry. You can just type it in your frequencies. For example, for WBCQ, just type in 7.415, enter. It goes right there. You don't have to turn the knob if you don't want to. The ATS-909 is $274.95 plus $6 shipping and handling. The next one I'd like to go over, which I had some questions about actually during the show, is the ATS-818-ACS. There again, it's shortwave FM, medium wave, single sideband. The ATS-818-ACS also has a cassette player in it. And the ATS-818, let me go over some of the basic features of this so you can get an idea. It's got a lot of the features of the ATS-909. It's got all shortwave bands from 120 meter down to 11. It's got an alarm clock. It's got the BFO switch, which, by the way, I found out what it meant. It's beat frequency oscillator. It's when there's no carrier. Continuous AM coverage from 150 to 29,999 kilohertz plus FM full coverage, 45 presets, wide and narrow filters, dual time display, RF gain control, signal strength indicator, battery indicator, a tone control. It's a very nice deal with a cassette in it so you can record your shows or record whatever you feel like recording, music off the air, whatnot. Listening to radio, if you find a good quality station, can be very interesting. There's a lot out there that isn't available anywhere else. The ATS-818-ACS is $249.95 plus $6 postage and handling. The next model is strictly the ATS-818. It is all the same features without the cassette player. Okay, so remember that. If you want the cassette one, 818-ACS. If you do not want the one with cassette, 818. That's it. It's the price of 818 is $194.95 plus $6 shipping and handling. Next one I'd like to go over is the ATS-808. The 808A, actually. The 808A is a full-featured digital AM-FM stereo shortwave receiver packed with a lot of the features found on more expensive radios. It's a good radio. You got five different tuning methods, including the conventional rotary tuning knob. It will tune continuously all shortwave bands and any frequency in between. It has auto and manual scan, AM-FM, FM stereo, shortwave, high-low tone controls. It's got a lockout switch, which is nice if you have memory presets already fit in there. It will help alleviate accidental tampering, which is quite easy to do if you lay this down while it's playing or start hitting buttons by accident or something drops on it. It's got 54 memory presets. Again, it's got the signal strength indicators and whatnot. It's full keypad entry, so you can directly type in the frequency you want to hear, and it goes right to it. The LCD display is tricolor to help you see the different areas, the most important parts on the display at any given time as far as time, frequency, band, things like that. It comes with a carrying case, stereo earbuds, which are the very small Walkman-type personal headphones without the band that goes over your head. They just insert kind of in the outer portion of your ear. Very comfortable, very, very good sounding. The ATS-80A is $149.95 plus $6. The next one I'd like to cover is the ATS-404. Okay, the ATS-404 is Sanjian pretty much their newest model. as far as a brand new radio line. The ATS-404, shortwave, FM, medium wave, long wave. It's got a lot of the features of the higher priced radios. It got rid of some of the features that were not as widely used by their market research. But it's got a lot of the nice features like digital entry, large display, backlit, scanning methods, timers. It's a really nice radio. It's got 45 memory presets, tone control. It's got the auto preset system, which it'll automatically determine, if you wish it to, the memory presets just simply based upon signal strength. You can type them in as you wish. And it's continuous coverage. There again, it tunes continuously all shortwave bands, any frequencies in between. Comes with a carrying case, stereo earbuds. The ATS-404 is $99.95 plus $6 shipping and handling. That's the ATS-404. It's one of the newest radios in their line of radios that Sanjean produces. It's a really nice radio. They've had a lot of good feedback from customer surveys. I just was talking to the vice president of sales last week concerning this, because I was, you know, Larry, because it is new on the market, and he said they've been getting a lot of really good feedback, and I'm already seeing it for sale on a lot of different places around. If you want to do your research and check out prices or models or radio features, you can find that in books and on the internet and whatnot. A couple other things I'd like to cover real quick. We have a Panasonic radio. It's the RF-B11. It's shortwave, FM, medium wave, long wave, 10 shortwave bands. It's analog tuning. Okay, the Panasonic is analog tuning, which is the numbered bands up and down with a needle and a knob that you tune up and down with. It's hard to tune in by visual because you have to watch very closely the needle with the numbers, but it's a very good radio. I just want to stress, because I've had some questions, people thought that it was digital. It is not. It's analog on the Panasonic RF-B11. It's $58.95. It's got stereo, headphone jacks, the power adapter for running it off 110 AC. It's got tone controls. It's a really nice rig. $58.95 for the Panasonic radio, plus $6 shipping. And the one of the other items I'd like to cover is the NiCad battery kit. We now have a NiCad rechargeable kit. We've been using NiCad batteries here for quite a while. They will save you a lot of money if you run your radios off those, because you can recharge them over and over and over. It saves a lot over buying regular alkaline batteries and throwing them away. They recharge in about 5 hours to full charge. You get a long run time off of them. If you take care of them properly, which means draining them completely, recharging them completely, not just halfway either direction, you can get over 100 uses out of these NiCad batteries. They're really nice if you take care of them properly. Very easy. It's the NiCad rechargeable kit. It comes with a charger and 4 AA NiCad batteries. The price of this is $15.95. Now, with 4 AA NiCad batteries, you can run almost any popular shortwave radio on the market. Whether we offer it or anybody else offers it, some of them run off D batteries and have AA's as backup, but you still have to have them. And most of them run on 4 or less that I have ever seen. So this will cover your needs and for any other radio as well as that. And it comes with a charger. You put the batteries in, plug in the wall. 5 hours later, it's done. So it's a really nice deal. It's $15.95 for the battery kit. Rechargeable NiCad batteries with the charger. We've seen this for much higher other places, starting anywhere from $19.95, running up into the high 20s for the same thing. Okay. If you have any questions, I want to stress something right now about anything that we cover as far as products, and you're going to write, please be very detailed, okay? This isn't to get on anybody, but sometimes it's a little difficult to answer the questions in the proper way if I can't fully understand what I'm being asked. So please be explicit with what you want to know. So for instance, if you're curious about some of the features of the, let's say, 818 radio, if you want to know about the Sanjin 818, either say something like, I'd like to know about the general features, or what is the shortwave bands that are covered on the 818. But when I get the ones like questions like, what's the 818 radio about? That's a little hard to deal with. So please be patient with me. Okay. Next, I'd like to cover a couple more items real quick here before we're off there. We don't just got a few more minutes. I'd like to cover the information packet. If you would like to order a packet of information, it's been updated extensively over the last 2 weeks. It includes all the information on the audiobook, the videos, the written books, as in regular hard media publication, audio tape broadcasts, the special broadcasts. It also has the order forms now laid out, very easy to use, with the basic features and models of the radios and other products that we have offered for sale on the air. If you would like that information packet, please send a number 10 SASE envelope, a self-addressed stamped envelope with 75 cents postage. Include a dollar with that, and we will send you the information packet. We'll give you a good overview of all the things that we have to offer. Here again, please be sure to include the postage and the dollar. And the next thing I need to cover is anything that you want to order, either information or initial contact over the phone or in writing, whatever. There's only two or three methods of payment that we accept. Okay, we do not accept any checks. Okay, we accept blank money orders, completely blank money orders, cash, gold, or silver coin. That is the only means of payment we accept. Okay. So, if you send a money order filled out with all sorts of writing all over it, it's going to get sent back to you. Okay. I've already done that a few times. Okay. So, please, blank money order. And also, if you would like to have the 98 audio tape list, please mention that. It's a 98 audio tape broadcast list. It starts from January 5th, 98. It covers the program or broadcast number, the date in which it aired, and the topic. It has all the prices. For instance, if you want to order a tape, 1 hour audio broadcast tape is $11 postage paid, 2 hours is $12 postage paid, 3 hours is $13 postage paid. Okay? The 98 tape list is completely current, the current week of broadcasting. So if you would like that, just please request that. Also, if you're writing for information. Okay. We've got a couple more minutes here, so I just want to cover a couple more things. And then we'll sign off with some music. And, okay, first thing I want to cover. The Wallace Guidebook. I've had a lot of requests for those. That's good. It's a really excellent book. It's a very comprehensive first aid manual. It is written by the founder. It was developed, actually, the whole book, the concept, the way it's laid out and everything by the founder of one of the largest preparedness or survival type industries in America. They are a very large supplier to the military, to private academies, search and rescue teams, Coast Guard, various entities like that. Has hundreds, literally hundreds of innovative techniques. Covers everything from a simple scratch to childbirth, and along with many life-saving tips for the indoor or outdoor environments. It's an excellent book. It's the Wallace Guidebook. It's $5.49 plus postage. Call for details. We will tell you the postage rate as we try to work it out to be the best postage, the least expensive for where you live. Okay? Wallace Guidebook is $5.49. Okay. Two more things. Let's go over real quick is the Mainstay Food Bars. I've had more questions about these. The Mainstay Food Bars. These are emergency or backup type food. And it actually has a good taste despite some previous products, not from this company. And also some current products on the market from competitive companies, which I might say are mostly priced higher and don't have near the stability. This has a very good, like a lemon, vanilla type cake taste. It's a really good taste. It's U.S. Coast Guard approved. It's got a 5-year shelf life. It's non-thirst provoking. That withstands temperatures from negative 40 to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. There's absolutely no cholesterol or tropical oils. And it's highly vitaminized. Highly vitaminized. The percentages of some of the vitamins, for instance, pretty much across the board for the vitamins that are part of the recommended daily allowance are 67 to 68% in one portion of your recommended daily allowance. That's one portion, we're talking one snack or one meal or whatever of the day. It has 67% of the RDA. Okay? As far as some of the other information, 800 calories, 7 grams of protein, 88 grams of carbohydrates, 0 cholesterol. The mainstay, 3,600, as we call it. If you want this, you can ask for the mainstay, 3,600. It comes 10 packs to a case. Okay? The case price of the mainstay is $43.50 plus shipping. It's a case of 10 packets. Okay. The next mainstay product is the water. I've had people asking, what is the water about? Well, it's water. Okay. It's there again, it's sterilized water put in pre-measured packets to make it easy to dispense or move, because it's much lighter and smaller sizes as far as weight and bulk. It's a lot easier to move than trying to carry around a 5-gallon bucket up a hill. It's got a 5-year shelf life. Again, U.S. Coast Guard approved. The potential for loss is also minimized because of the size, of being the fact that it's individually packaged in smaller sizes, which are 4.2 ounces a piece. They're like one of those juice drink packets that you see in the markets. Capri Sun or whatever. This is easy to transport. There's 60 packets of water per case. That's 60 packets. Each one being 4.2 ounces. So a case of 60 packets is $19.95 plus postage. I'd like to mention a couple other things about this. Is I've used this as an ice pack because you can throw it in the freezer and you can even form it before it freezes if you want to make it kind of bent, half round, whatever. It works good, and you don't lose anything out of it, and it also works as ice packs and ice chests, like if you're going out camping or on the road or whatever. You just freeze them just like those ice, like plastic things that are full of water or chemical. Throw them in there, and it's just like that. The difference is when it melts, you can keep reusing it like those, but these are drinkable, okay? So that's just a couple of hints that I have found over time. The mainstay water, again, is $19.95 for a case of 60 packets. Okay, I think that's it. If you have any questions, very specific questions about radios or food products or the antenna kit, which I didn't cover, by the way, the antenna kit, $24.95. That's postage paid. It's sent priority mail, just so you know. So it's taken care of a lot better. It comes with full instructions to arrange in a long wire or dipole fashion. It's 70 feet of bare copper, 7-strand antenna wire, 50 foot of lead-in wire, ceramic insulators, plastic insulators, full instructions. It's a really nice kit. It's exactly what we're using here. And tonight, when many people complained about the reception they were having, I went outside to test it, and we're hearing it, you know, 3x3 or so out back here, out here in Arizona. The antenna makes a difference. If you have real detailed questions about any of these products, and it's just about a product, it's not an inquiry or a comment, you know, or I have this information for you, Bill, you can direct it to me at the same address that is. And that way it saves time, so two or three people aren't handling the same letter. It's Hour of the Time, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. And the number for the voicemail system and fax is 520-333-4578. Okay, I'd like to thank all of you for listening. Tune in tomorrow night, same time, 7.415 megahertz, WBCQ in Monticello, Maine. All right, thank you very much. You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager.
Otra vez. Yo te quiero vivir.